in God the Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the last verse of the scripture reading, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. And I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a pure house, and he shall go in and out before my anointed forever. It has been frequently noted that pride is the mother of all heresy, and that pride is the special disease of theologians. Neither of those are very comforting to us at times. If we are to look at some of the pride that seems to be on the surface of the church today, and do it in the few minutes before us, I would suggest that we look at the word faithful in our text. You and I make a great deal of being faithful. Indeed, the Lutheran Church is very similar. In all of its history, has talked about its faithfulness to the scriptures, to the confessions, to the doctrinal statements we have adopted. And I would suggest that there are sometimes when we talk about our faithfulness as a matter of pride. It seems to me that a direction for us as pastors and future pastors of the church is that we remember that our faithfulness is not our doing, but a gift of the God of all grace. And that perhaps the great danger facing us is that we begin to take pride in being faithful. Now, that there were some unfaithful people around is very evident from the reading of that lesson. In fact, one has the feeling after reading it, what are you going to do with it? And in the face of that unfaithfulness, God makes a new beginning and a promise. I will raise up a faithful priest who shall serve before me. You and I are who we are, not because we have made some resolutions about it, but because God in His grace has called us to be His own in Jesus Christ. Every day we remember our holy baptism, and in so doing we remember that we are who we are by grace. It is not because of work done by us in righteousness, but according to His mercy, God saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. And so we must say of everything we do in life, we are not who we are because we have made decisions and resolutions, but because God in His grace has called us to be His own, and God in His grace continually equips us to be His own. And so the measure of faithfulness that we have is not something we decide to do, not something we accomplish on our own, not something we kind of bring before the Lord's altar and lay there and say, Lord, see how faithful we have been. But being faithful is part of the calling that God has addressed to us. He raises up His faithful servant. He equips us through His word of grace and life to be His own. He forgives us our unfaithfulness and our false attempts at being His people, our own sinful pride that we have done something great. Maybe you don't hope to build a Christian cathedral. If you do, I hope you drive that notion from your mind. But you don't have to raise money for a Christian cathedral to be out about building your own kind of kingdom, building your own niche in God's word, and looking at yourself in the mirror every day saying, what a good boy am I. See how faithful I have been. Rather, the Lord reminds us, He makes us faithful. It is not what we do. He raises up faithful people, and He permits and enables them to serve before Him. You and I live day in and day out by the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ. Before we can feed others, we must ourselves be richly fed in the pastures of God's gospel of love and forgiveness and grace. If we would be servants, we need to remember what a servant is, what it is called by another, and equipped by another to do the service. Yet, be faithful. Strong, brave, and whatever other modifiers you want to give to our personal faith life and our ministry. But let us begin each day in the recognition that we are who we are by a call of grace, and end each day in the conviction that whatever we have been able to do, however we have been able to speak or articulate the grand message of God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ, is also a great gift of God's grace. And to Him be the praise and the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.